Got your Bibles? Let's go quickly, if you would, to 1 Kings chapter number 18 back tonight as we go to our second message on the subject, Then the Fire Fell. Then the fire fell. If you got your Bibles, go right over there with me and stand with me for the reading of the Word of God and go down to verse 33, and I'll take you down to verse 37 and try to pick up from where we were this morning. I tell you, I've not had this happen to me for a long time, as strong as it's been. I've not in a long time ever had a message press me like this is pressing me. I've never in a long time had a message where I know my church needs it more than they've ever needed anything before. And that's the fire of God. You can't do without it. You're not going to exist without it. You're a shell without it. You don't have no movement without it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we need God's fire. I tell you, it touched my heart today. You know, when you preach like I preached this morning, and by the way, I'm glad you're praying for me. Somebody said you got a lot more collar. I feel better than I did so when I was age 50. Now, I may drop dead when I leave the service tonight, but I feel good. And your prayers, God's helped me. I sense some more strength. I've been at it all day long. Went over to Justine's visit with her today. I just sense God wanting to do something these last days. Amen. And I feel good in the Lord. But look at 1 Kings chapter 18. Dive in at verse 33. The Bible said, and he put the wood in order. Now we'll be dealing with that tonight. And cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, listen to this. It don't sound like you wanting any fire. Fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood. Now listen to this. I believe there was more than four barrels, Chad. You know why I believe that? Look what it says. And he said, do it a second time. Well, if I'm going to do it a second time, I'm going to have to get me four more barrels. So if I'm adding, we done put eight barrels of water down. Somebody help me here. Then he said, do it a third time. Chandler, if I did four barrels three times, how many barrels did I put on? Help me ask Mike, make sure this thing's up, okay? 12 barrels. Now hold a minute. How many's ever built a fire in this room? Raise your hand. Now let me ask you, how many poured four barrels of water on your fire? Absolutely you did not. And I'll get to the reason why it was that way in just a moment. Whew. I'm sensing a little preaching this old man right now. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. By the way, when he said Israel, he's talking about Jacob. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. That this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then look at what the scripture said. This is our title. Then the fire fell. Fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. How many of y'all like to be in there? I'm talking about totally lick. Use the word lick. Lick out the water. That's fire. That's power. That's something I can't do. Only God can do. Father, help me. Help me to have the energy physically. The mental need that I have as I prepare this message. And the emotional and spiritual need. Don't let me fear anybody in this room. But Lord, let me fear you only. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. I said a moment ago, I had at least 10 to 15 texts today. I had a few Facebook messages today. And what, no hate mail either. And what they said, I've had four people verbally come to me this evening. They said this, I want that fire. I want that for my life. I want that for my marriage. I need that bad. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never get the fire until you really want the fire. Yes, sir. You're right, Pastor. This morning, if you were here, and I won't repeat my sermon this morning, but the first step, it said, then the fire of the Lord fell. The first step is a holy reparation. You got to repair the altar. What did I say this morning? No altar, no fire. No fire, no revival. No revival, no evangelism. Somebody help me preach. And by the way, I still believe the local Baptist church ought to be keeping people out of hell. Amen. Now here's three good words that I'm going to remind you of for the next two sermons, tonight and Wednesday night. When the fire comes, here's what it means. Here's what it means. God's saying, I approve of you. God's saying, I agree. You and I agree. And God's saying, I accept what you've done. I want to ask you again tonight, every one of you, can you answer this in your heart right now? Does God approve of you? Please help me here. I'm taking this thing off. Getting more nervous. Stay with me, church. I don't want nothing here. See, the devil's trying to hit me. I know he's trying to hit me. I know he is, because this is so needed. Put this thing on, would you? Hello. Thank you. Let me ask you again. Does God approve of you? Does he approve of your attitude? Does he approve of your actions? Are you in agreement with him? Do you agree with him that you want his power? Do you agree with him you're sinful and you're ungodly and, hey, there ain't nothing good about us, but the only thing good is him? Yeah. And I want to ask you, does he accept what you are? Is he accepting what you're offering? Ladies and gentlemen, it really bothers me that we're offering God less than the best. How many agree with me? God deserves the best. God ought to have the best. So we talked about holy reparations this morning. We repair the altar. But let me move on quickly. Secondly, and look at verse 33. I see a human renunciation. Here's what I mean by that. Ladies and gentlemen, this fire doesn't come by you. It comes from God. But there's some things you got to do to get him to come on your behalf. Amen? Let's go over it. Look at verse 33. And he put the water in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood. By the way, it was a male. And said, fill four barrels of water and pour it upon the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Let me note a couple things. First of all, it was a dead sacrifice. Somebody say amen. I want y'all to hear me. You'll never get God's fire. You'll never get his fire if it doesn't cost you. It's got to cost you something. Now, I'm going to say something to you, and I don't want you to go off in your imagination and think you know what I'm talking about, but maybe you won't. You know why we don't have much fire? Because we're just too cheap to get it. We're too cheap. And you say, well, are you going to talk about the pew offering? Absolutely not. That's not what I'm going to preach on. Here's the offering God wants. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of the Lord, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. Not being conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want to say this. If he ever gets you, we won't have to worry about him getting your time, your talent, and your treasure. You know why he don't get much of your time, your treasure, and your talent? It's because he don't have you. I don't believe you'll ever tithe until he has you. I don't believe you'll ever be faithful in church until he has you. I don't believe you'll ever be a faithful prayer warrior until he has you. I don't believe you'll love the brethren like you ought to until he has you. You can throw all the money you got down, but ladies and gentlemen, it's not much if he don't have you. Whew. That's got me, boy. Now I want you to notice the second thing. A deliberate stage. I want y'all to notice what happened. Y'all with me? Are y'all with me? Are you with me? What did he do first? Oh, he placed the wood. Right? The Bible said before, where there's no wood, the fire goes out. You want to know why most Baptist churches are deader than 4 o'clock? It's because they don't have any wood. They're not laying it in place. Deliver. You think we're going to get the power of God frivolously? Your dad didn't preach that. This is a serious thing, getting the power of God and getting the fire of God. It's a deliberate thing. You know what he did first? He placed the wood. I tell you what he wants. He wants your home. Come on. You willing to place it? He wants your heart. And he wants your habits. By the way, you got a wrecked marriage and a wrecked life and wrecked habits, God ain't going to send no fire. If your life is not in order, God's not going to send any fire. Somebody help me preach. This sermon's burdened me. And some of you, I'm looking at you, you think, oh, what in God's name is he going to do next? Hey, Jeff, the people that get the fire are people that's busy putting their life in order. Hey, by the way, how many remember Lazarus getting resurrected? Raise your hand. I want to ask you one question. You can say it aloud if you want to. Who resurrected Lazarus from the dead? Come on. But hold on, man. But what did Jesus say they had to do for him to do what he had to do? Remove the stone. Ladies and gentlemen, don't expect God to send you fire if you're not willing to remove or put the wood out. Somebody say amen. Lazarus had never came out of the grave. They wouldn't have removed the stone, and you'll never have fire until you put wood out. Because see, I said it. Where there's no wood, there's no fire. God wants your heart, his hate, your habits, your home. I want to say something to you. You might be in here tonight and say, preacher, I want God to give me a spouse. Well, I'm going to say something to you. You be pure as a single. Good preaching. Preacher, I want God's favor. Then you walk with him. Preacher, I want God's blessing, then you honor him. Preacher, I want to lead souls to the Lord, then you learn how to do it. Preacher, I want joy, then you start being a blessing. A deliberate state. Now, what else did he do? Come on, church. I want to ask the church a question. Chad, this is a biggie. This is about the biggest question I can ask. Have you ever poured water on a fire to expect it to burn? Huh?
Gasoline on one.
You poured what?
Gasoline.
Kerosene. But not water. Now let me ask y'all a question. I want you to answer it to me. Rich? Oh, this is good here. Rich, why did he say pour the water on? Is that pretty good? Why did he say pour the water? Pour 12 barrels on. Why, Jeff? Oh, I think you're onto something. He wanted to annihilate any thought that you had anything to do with the fire. He wants ultimate glory in your life. He wants your life to be so dependent on him that you're willing to throw water in the trench.
Amen.
I'm just going to tell it like it is. If I hadn't already. You know why we don't have much revival? There's too many folk wanting to get to glory. Somebody help me preach. We got too many superstars and not enough servants. Oh, I want my song to be the thing to kick the revival off. I want to be the preacher that keep noting it all. I got to be honest with you. I want one thing. I want his glory. I want him to wipe away anything that John Smith's fingerprints are on, and that when power comes into my church and into my life and in my home, that it wasn't me, but it was God Almighty.
Amen.
And I'll just might as well hit a thing or two. You know what's going on in churches today? Why they have such dirty, rotten churches? Because there's so much jealousy on who sings and who preaches and who prays. Instead of saying, I don't care who sings and who preaches, just as long as God gets the glory. This old man, I know I'm on my last lap of life. And I don't have nothing to prove to y'all because I've been here 42 years and I've stayed faithful. But I want the rest of my life be this. All credit goes to God. Somebody came by special and saw our building out there last week. I don't even know who the guy was. He said, I heard you had a new building. I want to see it. And he said, how in the world y'all paying for it? And he said, hey, I bet this costs a lot of money. I said, you won't have a clue. He said, how are you paying for it? I said, God.
Amen.
Why did you do it so beautiful? Because God deserves it. Woo! By the way, when you... Woo! He was standing in front... Elijah was all by himself here. They wasn't nobody in there pouring the water but him. Somebody help me. Just all by himself. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to go it alone. You got to just say, God, I'm going to do whatever I have to glorify you. All Elijah's critics were standing right in front of him. By the way, you want to find out how to get rid of cliques and critics? Just get the fire started. Because people are going to come. Rich folk are going to watch fires. Smart folk will watch a fire. I was up in Chandler's Ranch when I was a boy. one of the houses caught on fire. I want you to know, before a half hour, everybody on Chandler Branch was out there watching the fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to get people in this church? You want to see people saved? Then what we got to do is get a fire, because they're going to come out and watch. And they're going to say, there's a God in that church. There's a movement in that church. It ain't John Smith. It ain't a Deacon Mark. It's Almighty God. Let me see. I think I got time for a second point tonight. Is that all right? See, when I'm talking about the fire, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about relationship. I'm not talking about feelings. I'm talking about faith. I'm not talking about lowercase gods. I'm talking about the supreme God. I'm not talking about being prosperous. I'm talking about peace. I'm not talking about a house. I'm talking about a home. I'm not talking about trying. I'm talking about trusting. I'm not talking about vigor. I'm talking about victory. And secondly, or thirdly, I see an honorable recognition. Look at verse 36 and 37. Whew. Y'all all with me? Came to pass at the time of the evening sacrifice. By the way, that was when they had worship. I want you to know, I'm glad we got live stream. But live stream is for shut-ins, sick people, and people that work. And it ought not be used by lazy Christians. I said it. And I'm sure everybody who's listening by live stream can't be here tonight. But it ought to be people who have to have it. By the way, you want to be where God will send the fire, you need to be in God's house. I got three amens. And by the way, I don't care if y'all amen or not. Your testimony of what I'm preaching is true. An honorable recognition. I see an audible recognition. Now notice verse 36. Are y'all there? And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near. I see an intimate approach, a familiar spot. I believe he knew the spot. See, I still know where to find God. Amen. He's not far off. I see a fearless spirit. Whew. Hold a minute, Chad. That don't make sense to me. Who wants to get that close to a fire? But the fire God has, he wants you to get as close as you can. Somebody help me preach. Y'all still with me? Can I say something? It's not the first time Elijah came near God. Him and God had a history. Hold me, can I just testify? Me and God has a history. I want all y'all to know, me and God's got a history. You said, what's your history? I'm glad you asked. January 31st, 1973, my history started when I got saved. 6 months later, I got a history. I got called to preach. 6 months after that, I got called to be a pastor. 46 years later, I'm still doing what I did then. Me and God got a history. Amen. Elijah got called by God. He got commissioned by God. He got comforted by God. Somebody help me. You know why? Because he came near. Bunch of dirty birds fed him. He went 90 miles to go see a widow that was ready to starve to death to get his food. Somebody raise your hand and say hallelujah. They had a history. I'm going to ask you a little bit, a straight question. Does God recognize you when you call? Does he say, well, hold a minute. That's my boy Chad. That's my boy John David. That's my girl Cindy Elkins. Why does God know me by first name? Because me and God got a history. See, I've been around a while and I've seen God move, and I want him to keep moving and I want him to do it again. Do you have a history? Let me ask you, sir. Can you go back in a time where your life was a mess and ain't nobody could bail you out but one? Amen. And who was it?
It was Jesus.
I'm glad I'm glad I got a history with God.
Amen.
See, AJ, I didn't want to give you any glory because you're only a fifth grader. But I want you to know something. You touched heaven this evening. And what I think is, even though you're a fifth grader, you boys, I've been watching you boys. You know what I think about you three boys? You and God got a history. Hey, do you and God have a history? Then I see an incredible acknowledgement. He said, Lord God. That's the perpetual identity. He said, I'm talking to a God who has supreme exclusiveness, who is self-existent. And he used the word, let's write this down, Elohim. I don't know if y'all know this, but Elohim is a plural word for God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I got a thrice holy God.
Amen.
Then I see a, whoo, sovereign informant. Look at the rest of that verse. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel. He was first of all talking about former creatures. Here's what he was saying. God blessed Abraham. God blessed Isaac. And God blessed Israel, or Jacob. And I believe God's going to bless me. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the preacher isn't the only one getting the blessings. And God's got blessings for everybody. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And not only, Jeff, I'm about ready to pour over. I'm not only former creatures, but a faithful covenant. You know why God sent the fire? Because God cannot lie. And he just was going to bless Elijah because Elijah was a part of the covenant. You know why God's going to bless you? It's because you do right. And because you're a part of the family of God. You're an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You're a king's kid.
Amen.
Somebody wave at me if you know you're a king's kid. Three of you. By the way, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. By the way, he took all 12 stones. Now, hold a minute. Chad, let me ask you a big theological question. What's the 12 stones represent? The 12 tribes of Israel. Were they united then or divided?
They were divided.
By the way, you know what God wants in this church? He don't want us to be divided. He wants us to be united. Got too many people that are not on the same page with God. And they're just divided. Come on now. God wants us all together. I'm not talking about uniformity. I'm talking about unity. Hey, no two people in this room sees the thing the same way. But how many of you believe we could all be in unity? Under the blood-stained banner of Christ. We all believe in the Bible, don't we? The blood, don't we? The book, don't we? Somebody say amen. Now, I don't want to get ugly. If you're not in unity with me or your brethren, you're not going to see the fire. You got a grudge? You got a hard feeling? You're mad about something? You ain't going to see the fire. You're taking somebody's part that is a backsliding devil? You ain't seeing no fire. Amen. Because you ain't in unity. See, God wants all of us. By the way, I can't get off this. There ain't no big guys and little youths. Hey, by the way, I'm glad y'all back tonight. Y'all all right? Not too heavy, is it? You liking it? You love it? Tell everybody you love it.
I love it.
Second time here.
In one day?
In one day. I love it that you love it. Because he's hungry. He wants something. Do you want something? Hey, we can be united. Sure we can. If you get off some of your pity little preferences and start living by conviction. Well, I don't like it when Preacher John brings certain preachers. God help you. I don't like it when it gets shouting around here. Oh, God help you. I don't like this singer and that singer. You know what your problem is? You're dwelling on your preferences and not on conviction. I don't have anybody in this church that God ain't on. Amen. Good preaching, Reverend. Hello. Everybody back there still with me alive? You know what it is? We get in our little petty disputes. Well, I don't like them. And I don't like him. And I don't like her. If you love Jesus, you ought to love everybody. Amen. Is that good? He wants everybody together. You know what them 10 sons from the north? That was Israel. They were the most rebellious 10. You know what he said to them? I want them. You know what God wants? He wants your rebellious husband. He wants a rebellious wife. He wants them rebellious teenagers. He wants everybody. I want to get their heart right. Whew. Too many preferences. Now, I got a white shirt on. How many see that's white? Get up here. Let me show you something. I'm almost done. He's got a purple one. Shame on you. Now, you're saying that's foolish, preacher. Now, hold a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a church in Michigan whose pastor will not let you in the pulpit if you have anything other than a white shirt. What kind of glasses are those? They're wire rim, right? You know what else he won't have? If you wear wire rim glasses, you're not allowed there. And you want to know why we ain't seeing revival? And hold a minute. Oh, no. And you can't preach there because you got that. And you can't preach because you got that. And you can't be a deacon because you got that. And how many if you agree with me, that is a bunch of junk. People are dying and going to hell, and we're putting stipulations on a white or a purple shirt. Oh, God.
That's good preaching.
Oh, man, you're on your way to hell. You got an orange shirt with plaids. Somebody ought to come and help me tonight. There ought to be some church members come up and say, I want to get behind the preacher. I want to be united with my preacher. I believe he's man, the man of God. I want the fire of God. I want God.
Amen.
Amen. Instead, all you do is dwell on your little silly preferences and ignorance and nonsense. And God will never send the fire where there is nonsense.
You're right. Amen.
I'm trying to finish because some of you want to see the Super Bowl. I'm done. Let it be known. By the way, God comes up and speaks for himself. Sometimes we don't need to do any speaking. All we got to do is let God speak. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now I'm done. 3 points. Can I ask you something? Are you willing to throw away your pettiness and your little preferences and say, you know what? I'm small. Sometimes I'm small. I'm small thinking. I'm small with my attitude. And God, tonight, I want your power.
Revival.
We need some of you that are not in to get in.
Amen.
And we need you that are in. Say that you're in. And get behind the preacher. And get behind the revival. And get behind this move. Be here tomorrow night if you can. I wonder how many tonight, and I'm done. We'll come up around this altar. Lois, get up and sing for us. I'm done. Stand with me. And you say, preacher, I want God's power. I want fire. Once you come around the altar, Father, touch the altar call. Help us now. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen. Come on.
Oh,
that's
Lord,
right.
Send the power.
Get rid of your preferences and your petty.
Oh,
and come and say, God, I want your power.
Lord, send the power.
Come on.
Just now.
Come on, families.
Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize every.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord,
send the power.
The fire.
Hey, does your marriage need the power?
Now.
Does your life need the power?
Oh,
does your,
Lord.
Do you need the power at work? Come and pray.
Now. Oh, Lord, send the fire just now. And baptize everyone.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep seeking his face.
Send the power just now.
Say, man, Lord, send it. Send it, Lord. Oh, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Oh, Lord, send the fire just now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, send the fire just now. Oh, Lord, send the fire just now.
Hey, my.
And baptize everyone.
Hallelujah. 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 Father, as we dismiss, protect your people as they go home. I pray tonight that every person in this room and every person listening to me by live stream will get beside their couch or their bed and say, Lord, I'm going to repair my altar. I'm going to renounce myself and trust only in you. And I'm going to give you an honorable recognition that without you, I am nothing. God, help folks to cry out tonight beside their bed. Send the fire right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good night.